So, does everybody know what sexism is?
Kind of.
Can you explain it to me?
I believe sexism is a bias or hatred against the other sex. Thank you.
All right. How do you guys feel about sexism in schools?
I don't think it's actually around anymore. I think everyone's exaggerating.
It is still around.
Your mom's still around.
Oh my god.
So, do you think feminism and sexism are related?
I say yes. I think feminism is very stupid.
Feminism is very complicated, and women try to blame men for unnecessary decisions that they could easily do in this world, the same thing as a man can do. There's
men
no
spreading Barbie dolls, same thing as Ken dolls.
Yeah.
That's it. Women are stupid. I'm sexist.
Nice. Do you think that teachers pay more attention to what women wear in schools today?
Yes, that's creepy. Honestly. That's you. Like, stop checking me out.
I don't know, because some teachers like are like, pull up your pants when like boys are sagging because their full butt is out.
The Alright, so do you think there's a lot of sexism going around in school?
I think yes, there is a lot of sexism going around school because according to the media and other people who are talking about it, it's evident. Like, how can we not talk about it? How can we not acknowledge that's what's happening in our school? Like, it's not innate, but it's been brought up in society so many times where there's going to be a natural tendency for our youth generation. So, yes.
And do you think that's like a, like, it's like, is it affecting us like very badly or just like kind of they're sitting?
I think right now is, what we're trying to do is to understand what our, I don't know, upbringing is going to be. Because it is coming to rise and it is more noticeable in the media, like I said. But I think it's going to be even more in the future.
And do you think that teachers pay more attention to what girls wear in school than guys?
Yes, as a female, I feel that I am being targeted because of what I'm wearing.
Okay. And, what was it? We're making a club, right? It's called the RWP, Real World Problems. And we're going to teach it after school. It's like everyone can join. It's about like civil rights movements, human rights, and like how everyone worked for their freedoms and stuff. Do you think it will, what's the word, like help people understand what's going on in the world and stuff, like why people are like this?
I think it will definitely benefit the youth population because it's important to talk about the real things in a controlled environment, because without it we're gonna know nothing. So if we talk about the issues at hand, there should be solutions and ideas for the future.
That's good. Alright, thank you for your time. All right, Oscar Hernandez, bro, you're my broski, all right? You got this. Do you think there's a lot of sexism going around in school?
I think that there is sexism, and it's not necessarily a lot of it, but it can be hard to see sometimes.
All right, and do you think that teachers pay more attention to what girls wear than guys?
Definitely, yeah. I think that it is more, like, stereotypical for girls to wear like more risky like clothing that might get teachers' attentions.
Okay, and you know, lastly, like, we're starting a club. It's called the RWP, Real World Problems, and we're gonna talk a lot about civil rights movements, human rights movements, how everybody got their freedom and stuff, and how we're still fighting about it. What do you think? Like, do you think it will have a good effect on us, like on teenagers in high school, to help them understand?
I think people in high school are at an age where they're really trying to find what they can do to make the world a better place. And a club like the one you were talking about could definitely be an incentive for them to find something productive to do with their time here, and a way to improve society overall.
All right, sir. Thank you for your time.